Hello, welcome to the third episode of Banter of the Babes with myself, Athena, and Mandy. And today, I am flying interviewer, and I'm going to ask Mandy a few questions about how she's changed as a person over the last 6 months. So, Mandy, you have developed a lot as a person over the last 6 months. Can you tell us a bit about what you have been doing?
Cool, yeah. So, in the last 6 months, I guess through our awesome business coach Mario and Athena, I've been encouraged to develop myself further by seeking a variety of different sources to do that. So I've been going to some professionals, so like going and getting NLP, going to see my healer as well, which has been awesome. But I've also been implementing a lot of my own sort of professional development things that we get our clients to do as well. So daily affirmations, writing gratitudes, just writing down all the good things about myself, things that I want to let go of in the past, a lot of different things. But yeah, it's been awesome.
Awesome. That's cool to hear. So why did you start this?
I guess it all came when we were over east for one of our business intensives, and we had an awesome NLP lady there, Alice Hamerly, and she did a bit of NLP work with us there, and it made me realize, whoa, I've got a lot, you know, that's holding me back from my past that I didn't realize, and I'm just not being my full potential. Like, I could be way, 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 way better than I am at the moment. So really that pushed me to seek some further guidance and delve deep into my soul, really, to find out what's holding me back and how I can be the best I can be.
Awesome. That is cool. So tell us a little bit more about, so you go to therapy. What sort of things do you do? Like, how is this helping you grow into a better person?
Cool. Well, so I guess every thought process that we have is, developed from our subconscious mind. So as we're growing up, most of the things that we think and feel and things that happen to us between the ages of 0 to 7 actually affect us today, and we don't even realize it because we're conditioned to think those ways just through a lot of years of thinking and doing the same sort of things and being surrounded by the same sort of things or past experiences. So when I went to my NLP therapist, she through what she does, she delves into your subconscious mind. So she brings up thoughts and things that have happened to you in the past that are affecting the way that you're thinking about yourself today. So for example, she did an activity with me, and I realized I'm 29 and I was living my life as a 5-year-old child, and then another time I was living my life and perceiving myself as a 16-year-old girl as well. So that's pretty crazy. And when you can realize that, you can disconnect yourself from that and realize, no, I'm in control of my life. This is not who I am. I'm 29, not 16 or 5. So it's cool. Very powerful.
Yeah, that's so cool. I love talking to you after you've gone to your sessions, and like, you just come back and you're like, what the fuck? My whole life I've been living like stuck in my 5-year-old body with all these feelings and stuff. And yeah, you're like, well,
yeah, it's crazy.
You're always so pumped, and it gets me real pumped as well.
It's good.
So what sort of benefits have you found? What sort of changes have you noticed within yourself so far?
Well, I was never a sad person or anything, but I'm a lot more happier generally in everyday life and a lot more positive and motivated, and sounds a bit corny, but I go about my day just wanting to connect with lots of humans and spread a lot of love around rather than focusing on, I guess, things about myself that I used to focus on, like my body, my looks, feeling insignificant and not good enough. Like, those feelings, of course, they're going to take time to completely diminish, but they're pretty damn teeny weeny small right now compared to what they used to be. So it's awesome for business and life and relationships and just everything, really, and really inspiring to help other people do the same. Yeah, totally. Totally. Yeah, it's awesome.
So who would you recommend this
for? Everybody. I think everyone, even if you feel good about yourself, you can always be better. So I don't think, like, when I went to get NLP, I wasn't in a deep, dark hole in my life. Like, I was actually in an awesome space, but I think that's also a great time to go and get help as well, because you can realize things that are holding you back, and then you can be, like I said, an even better person, bring more to other people, bring more to yourself as well. So whether you're, you know, you are feeling depressed or insignificant or have binge eating issues or body weight issues, or if you're feeling, you know, pretty good about yourself, there's always something that you can get help with.
So that's real cool. And everyone's, you know, like, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, well, nothing happened to me when I was younger. I've had a good life. Like, I feel happy. You got nothing to lose. It's you can always improve on some sort of aspect of your life. Especially, like, if there's something that you feel like you're wanting to do, but, you know, if you find yourself saying, oh, I could never do that, or if you notice you have friends that do things and you're like, oh, well, that's just the type of person they are. You know, they're always going to be able to do stuff like that. But, well, no, that's just your opinion of yourself, you know, putting you down a level in a self-belief that you have that you're not as worthy as the people around you. So those sort of things, I reckon, as well. Like, if you can, if you feel like you have those thoughts, that therapy like this is great for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
But let's wrap this up. So if you are interested in hearing more about this, comment below it so we can point you in the right direction to get some help and start being a better version of yourself. Thank you.
Have a good day.